Mayor at Noon. States celebrate I Am an American. Call attention to those in America, privileges of American citizenship. OR Special Features Division in Co-op presents a special reading of the fiction by Stephen Vincent Benes. Henry Hull, distinguished American actor, will read what has been called one of the most against the totalitarian menace which threatens the entire world. An orchestral score has been especially composed for this program by Václav Moravan, who will also conduct the orchestra. For citizens new and old, for Americans who love freedom, we present Nightmare at Noon.
There are no trenches dug in the park. Not yet. There are no soldiers falling out of the sky. It's a fine, clear day in the park. It's bright and hot. The trees are in full green summer heavy leaf. An airplane drones overhead, but no one's afraid. Oh, there's no reason to be afraid in a fine big city that was not built for a war. There is time and time. There was time in Norway and time, and the thing fell. When they woke, they saw the planes with the black crosses. When they woke, they heard the guns rolling in the street. They could not believe at first. It was hard to believe. They had been friendly and thriving and inventive. They had had good arts, decent living, peace for years. Those were not enough, it seems. There were people there who wrote books and painted pictures. Work, came home tired, liked to be let alone. They made fun of the strut and the stamp and the strange salute. They made fun of the would-be Caesars who howl and foam. That was not enough, it seems. It was not enough. When they woke, they saw the planes with the black crosses. There is grass in the park. There are children on the long meadow watched by some hot, peaceful nuns. Where the ducks are fed, there are black children and white. And the anxious teachers who keep counting them like children. That's quite a job to take so many school kids out to the park. But when they've eaten their picnic, they'll go home. And they could have better homes in a rich city, but they won't be sent to Kansas or Michigan at 24 hours' notice, dazed, bewildered, clutching their broken toys, hundreds on hundreds filling the blacked-out trains just to keep them safe, just so they may live, not die, just so there's one chance that they may not live, but die but live. That does not enter our thoughts. There is plenty of time. In Holland, one hears, some children were less lucky. It was hard to send them anywhere in Holland. It's a small country, you see. The thing happened quickly. The bombs from the sky are quite indifferent to children. The machine gunners do not distinguish. In Rotterdam, one quarter of the city was blown to bits. That included, naturally, ordinary buildings with the usual furnishings, such as cats and children. It was an old, peaceful city, Rotterdam. Clean, tidy, full of flowers. But that was not enough, it seems. It was not enough to keep all the children safe. It was ended in a week, and the freedom ended. There is no air raid siren yet in the park. All the glass still stands in the windows round the park. The man on the bench is reading a Yiddish paper. He will not be shot because of that, oddly enough. He will not even be beaten or imprisoned. Not yet. Not yet. You can be a Finn or a Dane and an American, You can be German or French and an American. Jew, bohunk, nigger, Mick. All the dirty names we call each other, and yet, American. We've stuck to that quite a while. Go into Joe's Diner and try to tell the truckers you belong to a master race, and you'll get a laugh. What's that, brother? Double talk? I'm a stranger here myself, but it's a free country. It's a free country. Oh, yes, I know the faults on the other side. The lyncher's rope, the bought justice, the wasted land, the scale on the leaf, the borers and the corn, the finks with their clubs, the gray sky relief, all the long shame of our hearts and the long disunion. But I'm merely remarking, as a country, we try. As a country, I think we try. They tried in Spain. The tanks and the planes won out. They fought very well and long. They fought to be free. But it seems that was not enough. No, they did not have the equipment, and so they lost. They tried in Finland. The resistance was shrewd, skillful, intelligent, waged by a free folk. They tried in Greece, and they threw them back for a while by the soul and spirit and passion of common men. Call the roll of 14 nations. Call the roll of the blacked-out lands, the lands that used to be free. But do not call it loud. There is plenty of time. There is plenty of time while the bombs on London fall and turn the world to wind and water and fire. There is time to sleep while the fire bombs fall on London. They are stubborn people in London. We Americans are slow to wake. Good-natured, as a country. It's our fault and our virtue. We like to raise a man to the highest power and then throw bricks at him. We don't like war, and we like to speak our minds. We're used to speaking our minds. There are certain words, our own and others, we're used to. Words we've used, heard, had to recite, and forgotten, rubbed shiny in the pocket, left home for keepsakes, inherited, stuck away in the back drawer, in the locked trunk, at the back of the quiet mind. Liberty, equality, fraternity. To none will we sell, refuse, or deny right or justice. We hold these truths to be self-evident. I'm merely saying, what if these words pass? What if they pass and are gone and are no more, eviscerated, blotted out of the world? We're used to them. So used that we half forget. The way you forget the looks of your own house, and yet you can walk round it in the darkness. You can't put a price on sunlight or the air. You can't put a price on them, and so they must be easy. They were bought with the bitter and anonymous blood of farmers, teachers, shoemakers, and fools who broke the old rule and the pride of kings. Some never saw the end, and many were weary, some doubtful, many confused. They were bought by the ragged boys at Valmy Mill, the yokels at Lexington, with the long light guns and the dry New England faces. The iron barons writing a charter out for their own iron advantage, not the people. And yet, the people got it into their hands and marked it with their own sweat. It took a long time to buy these words. It took a long time to buy them, and much pain. Thenceforward and forever free. Thenceforward and forever free. No man may be bound or fined or slain till he has been judged by his peers to form a more perfect union. The others have their words, too. And strong words. Strong as the tanks, explosive as the bombs. The state is all. Worship the state. The leader is all. Worship the leader. Strength is all. Worship strength. Worship. Bow down or die. I shall go back through the park to my safe house. Oh, this is not London or Paris. This is the high, bright city, the lucky place, the place that always had time. The boys in their shirt sleeves here, the big flowering girls, the bicycle riders, the kids with the model planes, the lovers who lie on the grass, uncaring of eyes, as if they lay on an island out of time. The tough kids squirting the water at the fountain, whistled at with the cup. The dopes who write, "Jimmy's a dope," on the tunnel walls. These are all quite safe, and nothing will happen to them. Nothing will happen, of course. Go tell Frank the Yanks aren't coming in Union Square. Go tell the new broker's story about the president, whatever it is. That's going to help a lot. There's time to drink your highball. Plenty of time. Go tell the fire it only burns in another country. Go tell the bombers this is the wrong address. The hurricane to pass on the other side. Go tell the earthquake it must not shake the ground. The bell has rung in the night, and the air quakes with it. I shall not sleep tonight when I hear the plane.
Henry Hull, noted American actor, has read the dramatic poem Nightmare at Noon, written by Stephen Vincent Benet. The orchestral score was especially composed and conducted for this broadcast by Václav Morovan. As a special observance of National I Am an American Day, celebrated throughout the nation today, this program was presented by the WOR Special Features Division in cooperation with the Council for Democracy, a national organization dedicated to the propagation of an American faith in democracy. And by the way, copies of Mr. Benet's poem, Nightmare at Noon, may be secured by writing directly to the Council for Democracy, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. I'll repeat that address. The Council for Democracy, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. This program originated in our New York studios. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.